everyone. This is the Misguided Astrology Podcast, the podcast dedicated to misguiding you. I'm your host, Katie, here with your horoscope for the week of April 12th through April 18th, 2021. For those of you who are new to the Misguided Podcast, welcome. This is yet another edition of a weekly horoscope series that comes out every Monday. These horoscopes are written for your rising sign, which is different than your sun sign. And your sun sign is the sign associated with your birthday, just in case you didn't know. But if you don't know your rising sign, that is okay. The sun sign will still be able to give you something. It is both scopes in tandem that make up your complete astrology forecast for the week. In addition to these weekly scopes, full episodes come out on Thursdays. And within these full episodes, we read listener birth charts. So essentially, listeners write in with questions, which we attempt to answer by reading their birth chart. Please consider checking out one of these episodes. The titles are in all caps so that they are easier to spot. The most recent one was very intriguing and, honestly, a little intense. Shout out to Christian for sharing his chart and allowing for some misguidance. That episode is titled
Emotions in a Blender.
If you can relate, consider giving it a listen. Also, if you leave us a review on iTunes, let us know and we'll send you a 24-page, in-depth birth chart report. Email us at misguidedastrology@gmail.com or slide into the DMs on Insta. We are misguidedastrology there. Keep us posted. If you do reach out, anticipate that we will need your birth date, time, and location to render an accurate birth chart report. Well, moving right along from the promos, coming out of the new moon in Aries, and based off this Juno retrograde on Monday, seems like the weight some of us are shedding is in partnerships. Bummer. Seems like we may be looking at some breakups, some partings of ways. It's likely that we'll be dealing with the aftermath of those renegotiated relationships throughout the week. But, in the wise words of Twitter sensation, Professor Talks, it is all about perspective. You're a free bitch now. Is it an ending? Sure. But is it a fresh start? Absolutely. By all means, feel your feelings. Have appreciation and sadness for what is behind you. But don't be afraid to use a little frustration and anger to help propel you into what comes next. Cause fuck that bitch. Don't hold on to what is holding you back. Life is short. The moon, the sun, the sky, time, gravity, physics waits for no one. Fresh starts aren't always clean, and they aren't always pleasant. You just have to trust you'll be better off in the long run. You can't have the space for new opportunities before you make room for them. Or so they say, but I'm inclined to believe that. Anyhow, there is a lot of astrology this week. I'm using a thumbs system. A thumbs up means the day may be pleasant, may be fun, and may roll along with a little bit of ease. Thumbs sideways may mean a day when you are getting a little bit of everything, kind of a mixed bag. Thumbs down doesn't mean the day is bad, but it may mean the day is miserable, okay? And just because a day is miserable doesn't mean it won't be good for us in the long run, right?
Right?
Have trust. Have faith. Well, have something, but buckle up because this is your weekly horoscope. Pisces, hey, how's it going? New week, new sky. I have updates for you. I have the horoscope for the week. I'm going to walk you through it. Let's go. Tuesday, thumbs up. Sun is sextile to Mars. This transit is synergy, a good time for physicality and using the body for feeling energized. So you may be getting things done on Tuesday, or you may be squeezing in a good workout, but generally it does look like you will be using the body or this big energy around matters of communication, neighborhood action, possibly domestic travel and commutes, but mainly communications probably. Wednesday, thumbs up, Venus enters Taurus. And Venus is the ruling planet of Taurus, so this is quite harmonious. Indicates boosted happiness and fun, boosted luxury, boosted romance and relations. We will all be experiencing this positive influence for the next month. Well, a little less than a month. Thursday, thumbs up. Sun sextile Jupiter. This is happiness and good luck. It's a very fortunate transit. It might be a feel-good day. A positive mindset is possible. Expansive activities may be afoot. For you, it seems as though all of this good, happy juju bullshit's going to be around family affairs, things of the house and home, your personal and private dealings. Friday, and don't panic, but I'm giving it a thumbs down, does not guarantee a bad day, but it may be exhaustive. Friday, there is a Sun square Pluto. This indicates a supercharged sense of self and maybe being right no matter how wrong we actually are, but it also indicates encountering challenges that force us to take action and change course. For you, this is having to do with matters of family, house and home, specifically your general private dealings. Saturday, ooh, hell of a day, thumbs sideways. To begin with, the moon is void of course from 11 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. When the moon is void, that is a sign to us to be patient and lay low because activities that are undertaken throughout this time may not pan out the way that we would like them to. So do your best to not act during that window. That said, I don't know how possible any of that would be because there is just so much going on. Transiting is Mercury square to Pluto. This is indicative of intense communications, aka maybe arguments. In addition to this, and more positively, is the Mars trine Jupiter, which is initiating successful endeavors, putting in the work, taking initiative. Also a positive aspect, Mercury sextile Jupiter. This is big picture mindset that allows for clear reasoning and effective decision making. Lastly, in our list of hopefully more positive aspects is Mercury sextile Mars, being able to quickly arrive at a decision, a good day to get work done and cover ground, but also to have direct and bold communications. So hopefully communications are not so direct and bold that they lead to the arguments. And I will say this, that we do have two Jupiter transits on Saturday. While Jupiter is a benefic planet, meaning that it shows us good luck and good fortune, Jupiter can also mean too much of a good thing. So tread lightly on Saturday. It seems as though all of this is going to be centered around matters of your creative self-expression, you know, the things that you produce and put out into the world. For some of you, this could be children, but also this could be having to do with romance and with fun, leisure, recreation, and generally matters of pleasure. Sunday, thumbs up, Sun conjunct Mercury. Could be a busy day for the mind or body, and this is still having to do with matters of your creative self-expression, romance, fun and leisure activities. So, whatever you might be too busy for on Saturday, it looks like you'll be able to catch up on Sunday. Alrighty, Pisces. Thank you so much for tuning into the Misguided Astrology Podcast. I'll see you next Monday.